It's Richard Gillian. I have an appointment with Maurice Townsend.
You see the handle in front of you?
Yes.
Press it downwards and forwards when the buzzer sounds.
You want sugar?
No, thanks.
There we are, then.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for getting back to me so quickly.
Well, you said it was urgent. And I'm here every morning anyway, 8 o'clock. For one thing, I can have a cigarette here. The wife doesn't like me smoking in the house, so... You say it was Mr. Neverson recommended me?
Yes, he's a neighbour.
I've done a lot of work for Mr. Neverson's firm, mostly process serving, that sort of thing.
He said I could rely on your discretion.
Very nice of him. Yes, anything you tell me, well, it's like telling your father confessor.
Well, perhaps to start with, I should tell you something about myself.
You're a married man, 2 children, and a publisher. Have your own company. And what's more, played prop forward for England, 72 to 75.
Oh, you're a rugby fan.
No, I like to be sure who I'm talking to. Nothing personal.
Oh, well, I'm impressed.
Only you wouldn't believe how many times I've had husbands ask me to check out their wives, then found it's actually somebody else's wife, or they're neither of them married anyway, or... No, first rule in this job, know your client, even if you don't know anything else.
Well, I can imagine.
So how can I help?
I'm being blackmailed.
Go on.
I've received several letters. 3, in fact. And, well, you can read them yourself.
Thank you.
Now, as you'll see, they accuse me of conducting a clandestine affair with some woman called Melissa.
Well, I won't ask you if you have been. That's no business of mine. But blackmail, that's a criminal offence. Why not go to the police?
Yes, I've been to the police. They were more ready to believe the letters than they were to believe me.
And these dates, when it says you met this lady at the Swallow Hotel, are they accurate?
No, they're not only not accurate. I've never met anybody called Melissa, not at the Swallow Hotel or anywhere else.
I see.
See, those letters, they're a total fiction. Lies, nonsense. There isn't a grain of truth in them from beginning to end.
So just throw them in the bin?
Yes, I should have done, yes.
But?
Well, my wife has read them.
Ah.
And she, well, she's like the police. She believes them.
I think I'm beginning to get the picture.
Well, no, no. Actually, it's a little more complicated even than that.
Go on.
Although I wasn't at the hotel on those dates, somebody else was. Somebody who checked in using my name and my address. A double booking, so presumably this Melissa was there as well.
Somebody else has been having all the fun and now you're getting the blame for it.
Yeah, that's about it, yes.
A bit galling, that, I can imagine. In fact, if your wife's got the wrong end of the stick, it must be hell on earth.
Well, it is, particularly for her.
5,000, he's asking?
Yes.
You're going to pay it?
No.
Good.
Well, for one thing, these photographs he's supposed to be offering in return. What photographs? I've never been to the hotel. I've never met this woman. There can't be any photograph.
Well, no. And if there were, you wouldn't get them. All you'd get would be more letters asking for more money.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying a penny.
Which makes me wonder... Just what is it you want me to do?
Ah, well. When I rang you on Saturday, left the message on your answer phone, my idea was you might have been able... Well, I don't know how, but you might have been able to find out who it was who'd checked in at the hotel using my name.
Have you tried doing that yourself?
What, you mean...
Have you spoken to the hotel, asked them?
Yes, yes.
And?
The man had paid in cash. Hadn't left a phone number, and the only address he'd given was mine anyway, so...
Banging your head against a brick wall.
Well, worse than that, because all it did was fueled my wife's suspicions, confirmed them. And so now, well, to be frank, I am fighting for my marriage. Not to save £5,000 or to stop some scandal, that's beside the point. I'm fighting for my marriage.
So what you want me to do is try and find this man?
Well, no. I mean, yes, that was my first idea. That's what I had in mind when I rang you. But then, see, that last letter arrived.
The third one?
Yes, arrived this morning. And, well, it made me wonder. You see what it says? You do not want your wife and loved ones to know about this relationship, and in particular about its financial nature.
Its financial nature?
Yeah, now what does that suggest to you?
Well, it suggests he's paying her.
Yes.
She's some kind of prostitute, and he's paying her to go to this hotel with him.
Yeah, that's what it suggests to me. And then that name, Melissa.
Yeah.
Well, all right, it might be a real name.
But...
Yeah, it might not be.
Melissa.
It might be a, you know, well, in the literary world, we call it a pseudonym.
Name she works under.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of name a tart would choose, yeah. But this hotel, the Swallow, fairly expensive establishment.
Yes.
So we might assume she is as well.
Well, yes, I suppose
so. In which case, we'd be looking for an expensive call girl operating in Manchester using the name Melissa.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, after I got that third letter, I thought, rather than look for the man, it might be easier to find Melissa.
Might, yeah.
So, you think you might be able to do that?
I think we might have a better than average chance on that one, yes.
And so, would you...
Suppose, though... I mean, there is one other possibility.
What?
This financial nature.
Yes.
It might just mean he supports her financially, pays her rent, or...
Well, then, why would they be using the hotel?
No idea.
I mean, if she has a flat, which he's paying for...
Then they wouldn't need the hotel, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I'll be guided by you, but I just think...
No, you're right. These people are meeting in a hotel because they've nowhere else to meet. So, you want me to try and find this lady?
Well, if you think there's a chance...
Oh, there's always a chance. If you tell me you want me to go ahead, then I'll go ahead.
Oh, please, yes. And the quicker, the better. Evening.
Hi, Dad.
Where's your mother?
In the kitchen. She was crying this afternoon.
Oh, no.
I found her in the garden. She pretended she was all right, that she'd just got something in her eye, but...
She hadn't.
No. But don't tell her I told you.
Oh, what can I do? No, sorry, that's not fair asking you.
Is there really somebody else?
No. No, Jane, no, there is not. Just some lousy, stinking letters written by some loon...
Oh, you're back. Right. I'll put dinner on.
Claire, wait, wait.
I'll be in my room.
Darling.
How are you?
All right, yes.
I went to see this private detective I told you about. The one Lawrence recommended.
Oh, does that mean Lawrence knows about...
No, Lawrence knows nothing.
Yes, but if you asked
him... I told him it was someone I wanted tracing, nothing else. So Lawrence knows nothing and Adele knows nothing. Don't worry about that. Anyway, this detective, he seemed to think there was a chance he might be able to find this Melissa.
Find her?
Yes.
Richard, she doesn't exist. Or have you forgotten? Melissa doesn't...
All right, there's a chance he might find the woman who was in the hotel. Then, once we've done that, we can find out who she really is and just what's going on.
And what about the money?
What money?
The £5,000. Didn't that letter...
Well, what about it? You hardly think I'm going to go handing over £5,000 for photographs that don't exist. Or at least if they do exist, they're not of me. Can't be. Oh, hang on. Just let me answer this phone, since obviously nobody else is going to. Hello?
Mr. Gillian?
Yes?
Maurice Townsend.
Ah, yes.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but you did
say... Yes. What, you found her?
Not quite. But I think I know where she is to be found.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hope you don't mind this place. A bit more cheerful than the office.
Oh, I don't mind at all. Certainly more cheerful than home at the moment.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, you were saying...
What I did, I made a few inquiries among some pals of mine on the force. But that got me nowhere. Except to establish that she's not known. Doesn't have a track record.
No.
So then I started on the escort agencies and the saunas and other such institutions of this fair city.
Well, you must have had an interesting day.
Well, at least somebody's surviving the recession. Anyway, I spoke to Samanthas, Jackies, Marilyns, Karens, every blessed name under the sun, but no Melissas, until...
Yes.
Star Escort Agency. This was all over the phone. I spoke to somebody called Julie, asked her did they have a young lady working for them called Melissa, and she said, yes, they did.
Well, good.
I said, could she tell me something more about her, but she got a bit cagey. Why did I want to know? I said, well, this Melissa had been recommended, and could she tell me her second name, just to be sure I'd got the right person. But no, she wouldn't do that. It was just Melissa, and did I want to arrange a meeting? Because if I did, there'd be an agency fee of £25, and the young lady herself would require 70.
Could run to an expensive night.
Well, it could. Anyway, that's where I left it, not knowing whether you'd want me to set up a meeting or whether you'd be happier handling that side of things yourself.
I suppose I would, yes. Do you have a number for this agency?
A what?
Escort agency. The kind of place you ring up
and... Yes, I know what they are. What I don't know is why you're insisting on telling me this. Well, I've said I don't want to hear anything more about it.
They have a girl on their books called Melissa.
Really?
Melissa.
And that's supposed to prove something, is it?
Well, not in itself, no, but tomorrow I intend to ring that agency and arrange to meet her. And if she is the Melissa referred to in the letters, if she was at that hotel, then I'm going to find out who she was with and just what the hell is going on.
No. No, please.
What?
Spare me that. Spare me the humiliation of having you bring some call girl to this house who's going to stand here and tell me she's never seen you before.
No, well, that wasn't quite what I had in mind.
Don't you see? All you're doing with all this, private detectives and escort agencies, you're just making things worse and worse.
I'm doing it to prove to you that there isn't a word of truth in those letters.
Dragging me round to tell.
Well, what else am I supposed to do?
Telling our children all about it and now. Now you're going to produce some tart.
Well, never mind what she is. It doesn't matter. She's the one chance we've got of getting to the bottom of this. Can't you see that?
Well, I think what she is quite important.
It doesn't mean she can't be honest. It doesn't mean she can't tell the truth.
No, but what it does mean, it means she does things for money, yes? She does whatever men want for money.
And is that a reason I shouldn't talk to her?
No, talk to her for as long as you like. But just don't expect me to be too impressed by her testimony. Because I'm sure if you pay her enough, you'll be able to get her to testify to anything.
Oh, I see. So even before I've met her, even before I know if I've found the right person, you've already decided you aren't going to believe a word she says.
I have, yes.
Well, then that's it, really, isn't it? No point in me doing or saying anything. You've decided I'm guilty, and there isn't anything in the world that's going to change that.
There is one thing, yes.
What?
I've already told you. The one thing you can do, the only thing you have to do, is tell me the truth.
Oh, God.
Because I can stand the truth, Richard. I know I can. What I can't stand are all these lies. The feeling that I'm being made a fool of by the husband I love.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I love you too. If I didn't, it would be easy. If I didn't, then I'd simply tell you the lies you want to hear. I'd confess to having been seeing this woman and you'd forgive me and that would be that.
It would.
Yes, well, sorry, I can't do that.
Then tell me nothing. Do whatever you want. See this woman if you must. But I don't want to hear anything more about it.
I shall see her. But yes, I am going to tell you, Claire. I am going to tell you everything.
Star Escorts, Julie speaking.
Hello. I wonder if I could arrange to meet one of the young ladies on your books.
Of course, yes. When would this be for?
Well, it would have to be a particular young lady, one called Melissa.
Melissa, yes. Have you met her before?
No, I haven't, but a friend of mine has and recommended her.
And when would this be?
Well, tonight, if possible.
Tonight. And are you in a hotel?
Well, not at the moment, no.
There'll be an agency fee of £25, then another £70 to be paid to the girl.
Oh, that's all right, yes.
Now, if Melissa isn't available, we have several other girls who I know would be.
Oh, no, no, it has to be Melissa.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I'll have to ring you back, is that all right?
Yes, you can ring me back.
So could you give me your name and number, dear?
Helen, I'm expecting a call from the Star Escort Agency. Or it might be somebody who calls herself Julie.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds peculiar, I know, but there is a reason.
I wasn't asking.
No, but you were wondering. Anyway, when she does call, can you put her through straight away? It doesn't matter who I'm with. And if I'm in the middle of another call, then interrupt me, okay? Yes?
Your call from the Star Escort Agency.
Oh, thanks. Put her on. Hello?
That Richard?
Yes, it is.
Hello, dear. It's Julie here from Star Escorts. Now, you still want to meet Melissa tonight?
Oh, I do, yes.
Well, and she'd like to meet you, so that's nice, isn't it?
It is.
Now, Melissa suggested 8 o'clock. Would that be all right?
Right, yes.
And like I say, we do have to insist on hotel or restaurant premises.
Yeah, I understand, yes.
So can I suggest... Do you know the Swallow Hotel, dear?
I do, as a matter of fact, yes.
I mean, you wouldn't have to stay there if you didn't want to, but it's got a nice bar. Suppose we said you meet Melissa there, how would that be?
That would be no problem at all.
So 8 o'clock, the Swallow Hotel. Now, You say you haven't met her before?
I haven't, no.
Well, Melissa, she's a lovely girl. She's about 5'6", with straight, dark hair, blue eyes, slim, very like a model to look at. And she'll be carrying a red handbag.
A red handbag, yes.
And what she'll do, she'll go to the bar and wait there for you to introduce yourself, all right?
Yes.
Now, like I say, she'll want £70. Either check with banker's card or cash.
No, it'll be cash.
Well, that is easiest. And then there's just our fee, which is £25. Do you have a credit card? Hello?
Jane, it's me.
Oh, Dad.
Can I speak to your mother, please?
She's not here.
Oh. Oh, where is she, Adele's?
I don't think so, no. Oh, this is awful.
What? What's happened?
She's gone away. And what? Don't ask me where, because I don't know. She just packed some clothes and she said she was going away for a few days because... This is what she said.
Yes?
Because she didn't want to have to listen to you telling any more lies.
They're not lies.
Well, that's what she said. Oh, and she's left you a letter.
I thought we'd had enough of those.
What?
Oh, nothing. A letter. Yeah, well, I'll see it when I get home.
Dad, what's happening? Are you and Mum splitting up?
No. Well, not if I can help it. Your mother's just upset because of those letters.
She believes them.
Yes, and she shouldn't. And you certainly mustn't. They're a pack of lies, Jane. I haven't been seeing anybody. I love your mother. I always have and I always will. And listen, I am very, very sorry that you're having to witness all this.
That doesn't matter.
Well, yes, it does. Look, while I was ringing, I'm going to be late home tonight. Now, are you going to be all right on your own?
Dad!
Well, I know you are, but...
I'm perfectly all right. It's you and Mum.
I know. And she what? Packed her bags?
Well, only one. I don't mean she'd taken all her clothes or anything.
Oh, thank God for that.
She just said she wanted to be by herself for a few days. A couple of days, I think she said.
Oh, well, let's hope by the time she gets back, this will all be sorted out. And then we'll make it up to you, Jane. I promise we will.
Evening, sir.
Scotch and soda, please.
Certainly, sir. With ice?
Please.
Tonic water, please.
Ice and lemon?
Yes.
Excuse me. Melissa?
And your name is?
Richard.
Oh. Yes, I am Melissa. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you.
You look as though you've seen a ghost. Am I such a shock as all that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, you look very nice.
Well, thank you.
Tonic water, that's 75, please.
No, let me.
Thank you. Then we'll find a table, shall we? The agency did explain about the payment, did they?
Yes. Oh, yes. I've got it here.
Best to get that out of the way first.
Yeah, 70. Huh?
That's lovely. So, Richard. You want me to call you Richard?
Well, you'll only confuse me with anything else.
No, it's just that some men like to use an alias when they make the booking and then...
Oh, yes, I see. Well, I'm much too naive for that.
I don't think you're naive.
Oh. And what about you?
What about me?
Well, Melissa, is that an alias?
Not when I'm doing this.
But, I mean, you do have another name for your...
For my real life?
Yes.
I might do. But let's not talk about me. Tell me about you.
And what do you want to know?
Oh, only what you want to tell me. Where do you live? You can tell me that.
Cheshire.
Cheshire? So, what brings you here?
To meet you.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? So you've come in specially?
Well, to be honest, I did spend a few hours at the office.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll pretend you've come in specially to meet me, because I've certainly come in specially to meet you.
So you don't live in Manchester either?
It doesn't matter where I live. We're talking about you, and about what you want to do this evening. Or do you want me to outline the possibilities? Would that help?
No, I know what I want to do this evening.
A man who knows his own mind.
No, look, this isn't... This isn't quite what it seems.
What isn't?
I'm not really looking for company. Not in the sense that you provide it.
You mean you just want to talk? Well, that's all right.
No. I mean, someone is trying to blackmail me. They've written me letters accusing me of having a relationship with a woman called Melissa.
Me?
Well,
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Have you been to this hotel before? With other men?
Now look, I've already said...
Have you stayed here, taken a room? Is there a particular man you've stayed with in this hotel? Stayed with him at least 4 times in the last couple of months?
You think this is some sort of setup?
No.
Can I remind you, Mr... whatever your name is, can I remind you that you rang the agency and asked to see me? I didn't ask to meet you.
I know, and I am not accusing you of anything.
You said blackmail.
No, I said there's somebody trying to blackmail me, and it is just possible you might be involved. Innocently involved. No, don't go. Wait.
If you try and stop me leaving, I shall scream.
My second name is Gillian. Richard Gillian. Does that mean anything? Yes, it does, doesn't it? And I think you know what I'm talking about. Melissa, wait. No, please, come back. Melissa!
Wait!
Get off me!
I just want to talk.
And I don't want to. Taxi! Taxi! Leave me alone.
I just want to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
All right, listen. You want to go, you go. You go, and I shall go straight to the police. They've already seen the letters with your name in them. It might not be your real name, but it doesn't matter. All I have to do is tell them about the agency and they'll find you. Yes, they'll find you and they'll come for you. At your home, wherever that is. And your respectable life, which I'm sure it is, I'm sure you have a very respectable life when you're not doing this, don't you? Well, it won't be for much longer, not once the police arrive.
You bastard!
No, I'm not. I'm just like you. I'm just frightened of how much I have to lose. Now, who do you want to talk to? Me or the police?
If I say you...
Yes?
Then you'll go to the police anyway.
No, I swear. Look, I have no reason for wanting to harm you in any way. Quite the opposite. I need your help.
What sort of help?
Let's go somewhere we can talk. Either back to the Swallow...
No.
Okay, well, look, there's a pub over there.
I'm sorry if I frightened you.
Is your name really...
Richard Gillian. Yes. Hang on, here we are. Oh. Business card. Credit cards and, kidney donor's card. Now you have to believe it.
Yes.
Drink your brandy. Now, can I ask you some questions without you running off again?
You say you won't go to the police.
I won't.
But then you also said you've been to them already.
Yeah, I went to them. Yes. Then I ended up walking out. They didn't believe me when I said I knew nobody called Melissa. Any more than my wife does.
She thinks
that we have been having an affair since the year dot.
Really?
Yes.
Poor you.
And the main reason she believes it is that these letters give 4 dates when I am supposed to have been with you in the Swallow Hotel. I'm telling you all this. Why don't I just show you the damn things? Now, that's the first. Second. There's the third. You don't recognize the handwriting?
No. And your wife's read these?
Read them and believed them. And in fact, tonight she's just walked out on me.
Oh, no.
Yes, but that's my problem. Now, that second letter lists 4 dates.
I've seen them. And yes, so far as I remember, they seem about right, yes.
You were staying at the hotel?
Not staying, but spent a few hours.
Well...
With a man who called himself Richard Gillian.
Thank you.
It's funny because when he made the booking, he used the name Graham. Just Graham. It was only when we were eating, because we had a meal. And we were in the middle of the meal, and, well, it was pretty hard going, to be honest. I mean, it sometimes is. And then he suddenly started talking, and the first thing he said was that his name wasn't Graham, it was Richard. Richard Gillian.
Did he tell you anything else? I mean, about himself.
Oh, everything. life story. That's how it goes. Either they say nothing, or once they start, it's the full works.
Anything you remember?
He said he was a publisher.
Ah.
What, you're...
Yes, yeah.
Well, he was as well, and... Oh, he'd done all sorts. He went skiing and scuba diving and... Oh, and he played rugby, played for England.
I don't believe this.
What, you?
Yes.
Well, it's what he said.
Yeah.
And then he said that his wife, oh, what was she? Had her own business. Textile designer.
Oh, God.
That as well.
That as well. Children. Did he have any children?
Two.
Boy and a girl?
Yes.
Boy went to Oxford, now works for a literary agent in London?
Yes, I think...
And the girl's still at university doing Russian studies.
Sounds like I met your doppelganger.
Yes, I think you did. And physically, what did he look like?
Well, no, I'm not very good at this.
Well, anything.
Well, he was sort of your age, tall, but not dark like you, fairer, and well-dressed, and a fool.
What?
Told me he was in love with me.
Oh.
Wanted to meet me again without going through the agency. Said he knew he was paying for my time, but even so, he felt there was something more to our meetings. In fact, he knew he was in love with me and was sure I felt something for him too, and all that.
Did you? Sorry, stupid question.
I tried to disillusion him, but no, he was in love with me.
It's either someone who knows me or he's done his homework. He's researched me.
I don't know. I just listened and said yes and sympathised when he said he had problems with his wife.
Oh, problems with his wife.
She's wrapped up in her own life, has no time for him. Is that you too?
Well, not till recently. But he said his first name was Graham.
Yeah.
And then said no, he was actually Richard Gillian.
Though I knew... Look, do you swear you won't go to the police?
I swear. I give you my word of honour. What? You knew what?
If I'm dragged into this and people find out, people I know find out...
No, they won't. You won't be dragged into anything.
I knew Richard Gillian wasn't his real name.
How?
Well, like you said, like your letter says, we had four nights, or at least part of four nights together.
Yes.
And I... Just to protect myself, just to be sure I wasn't with the Boston Strangler, because in this sort of work,
well,
you don't...
Yes.
Yeah. You never know who...
Yes, like tonight, you thought you were meeting a perfectly normal person.
Oh, well, I hoped I was.
Well, and then it turned out to be me, yes. I can understand.
You're one of the good nights, believe me.
Well, thank you, but...
Anyway, so, on one of the nights I was with him, and he was in the bathroom, I looked through his pocket.
So you know his real name?
Yes. He had some cards and other things like you have.
You remember his name?
Names, I remember. Faces, well, but names...
What was it?
Nevison. Lawrence Nevison. You know him.